Parshas Pinchas begins by Yaber Hashem Moshe Lemor, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron or Kohen, Heshev Esachamasim Yal ben Yisrael, Bekano Eskenasi. Basically, Parshas Pinchas begins as a continuation of last week's Parsha. At the end of Parshas Balak, the whole Parsha, Balak hired Bilam to curse the Jews. It didn't work out for various reasons. God withdrew his anger. But Bilam gave Balak an Eitzah that the God of Israel hates Nus, so he took him up on it, and a terrible plague broke out. 24,000 were killed, and Pinchas came along, killed Zimri, and saved the day. So the Parshas Pinchas begins where Pinchas' reward for his act of killing Zimri. So the Torah says, "In no single is Brisi Shalom." He gave me the Brisi Shalom, the Bris Kunas Olam. So basically, Pinchas got rewarded by being made a Kohen. And the question is obvious to many Mefarshim ask, but we all know the old joke is the person comes to the rabbi and says, "I want to become a Kohen." So the rabbi says, "Sorry, I can't help you." He says, "I'll make a $100 donation." "Sorry, I can't help you." He comes back a week later, "I'll make a $1,000 donation." "Sorry, can't help you." Next week, a $100,000 donation. "Sorry, I can't make you a Kohen." And he says, "But by the way, why do you want to become a Kohen so badly?" He says, "My father was a Kohen, my grandfather, my..." So the kasha is, what do you mean, what is this, a joke? Can't make Pinchas a Kohen? Wasn't it Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron a Kohen? He's a descendant of Aaron a Kohen, so of course he's a Kohen. That's not so simple. That's a machlokes rishonim, whether Pinchas was a Kohen. So if you assume Pinchas never made it because he was a katan at the time, only Aaron's kids became Kohanim, so we understand the parasha very well. That after the Pinchas' great reward of saving Klal Yisrael, bringing ironically peace to the world by doing a Maaseh Zimri, by killing Zimri, yes, sometimes we need violence, we need to go to war in order to make peace. That Pinchas was not a Kohen, now he was made a Kohen. So I understand there was a reward for Pinchas. But according to those opinions, that Pinchas was always a Kohen, so once a Kohen, always a Kohen, what's pshat here that Pinchas was rewarded with the kahuna? He always was a Kohen. So perhaps it's based, and the Tziv suggests, and it's based on a Zohar. The Zohar writes, and it's based on a Gemara in Brachas, Lamed Beis, and it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about it. There's this halacha of a Kohen Shaharag. There's a halacha, the Gemara tells us, a Kohen Shaharag, a Kohen that kills, he's no longer viable for Birkas Kohanim, perhaps the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash. Well, it's a Gemara in Yavam as well. We're not going into all the details of what exactly you puzzle for, but the Zohar writes that you lose the kahuna, that a Kohen, that Shaharag, he loses the status of a Kohen, you know, a different version to what the Zohar is actually saying, but he loses the status, whether he's still a Kohen, but he no longer can do the Birkas Kohanim, the Nesias Kapayim, he can no longer do the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what the Zohar writes. And really, since Pinchas killed, so he was no longer fit, he was a Kohen, but he was no longer fit to do the Avod in the Beis HaMikdash, to do the Birkas Kohanim, comes the special Brisi Kunas Olam, that I'll make an exception to the rule. Normally a Kohen Shaharag becomes puzzle to do the Avod in the Birkas Kohanim. You, because you saved Klal Yisrael, we're gonna give you back this Brisi Kunas Olam, you can do the Avodah. So that's how some learn. That's how some learn the parsha over here with Zimri, that even though that you should have been pasul, but especially Brisi Kunas Olam. In fact, we find this yisod throughout as well, that we know we're all affected by our actions we do and our environment we're in. That's why there's a famous Orach Chaim HaKodesh that writes by the Ir HaNidach, as we'll read in the book of Devarim, that It says the soldiers who go fight who have to destroy the city which the majority worships of Avodah Zarah. It's a discussion whether it actually existed or not, or it's this Drish V'Kabal Schar, but whatever the case may be, the soldiers who had to go ahead and destroy the city, so the Torah tells us, V'nasan L'chor Rachamim, V'nasan L'chor Rachamim, the Pasuk tells us that gives a special Haftacha that we'll have mercy on you. God says we'll give you Rachamim. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz used to always say over every year this the Orach Chaim HaKodesh that says that what's the pshat? That even though you were involved in the Maisa Achrazi of having to kill people and destroy a town, and we know normally you're affected by what you're doing, comes along the special bracha in the Torah, don't worry, even though you had to go involved and kill, destroy the city, you won't be affected by the Maisa Achrazi, the inherent Maisa Achrazi of killing. In fact, you know, this, I think it's a famous saying of Golda Meir, who used to say, I can forgive the Arabs for killing the Jewish soldiers, the Jewish people, but I can't forgive them what they did to our Yiddish kids. They made us become soldiers, and we had to go out and kill, justifiably, but we had to go out. The impact it has on you, as even, Golda Meir picked up on it. But that's it's the Orach Chaim HaKodesh who says this, and that's the Netziv, that's the Zohar over here by Pinchas. And in fact, we find this Yisod as well in other areas by the Ari Mikra, but maybe we'll save it because I just want to touch on this issue more of, is this true? A Kohen Shaharag is the pasul from doing, in our case, I'll just focus on the Birkas Kohanim, since we don't have the Beis HaMikdash today, is it true a Kohen Shaharag can no longer do the Birkas Kohanim? In fact, it's a discussion, Machaba Rama, whether one can do tshuva or not. The Rama is more meiko, that if you usa tshuva, you can do it. But it's very practical today, since we have, it's not limited to, but we have the IDF, we have the Israel Defense Force, we have the people fighting a war in Israel today. Let's say soldiers or Kohanim who killed during wartime, so they come back from a war, they can't do Birkas Kohanim anymore. It doesn't have to, we're not limited to Israelis. World War I, World War II, is this true, this halacha that the Zohar says? The Zohar writes, a Kohen Shaharag, you could no longer do duchening anymore. So this seems to be the shita of Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik seems to be machmir on this issue. His source could be the Zohar, or perhaps as well by David HaMelech in Divrei Hayamim. He was not able to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash because you have all your blood on your hand, and even though he fought Melchametz Mitzvah, and even though you did Melchametz Mitzvah, even Pinchas saved Klal Yisrael, but it seems to be only if Pinchas wouldn't have got the special Bris Yikunes Kolam, he would not be able to do it. So Pinchas was, but anyone else, any other future Kohen Shaharag based on the Zohar would be puzzled to do the Avodah and to do the Berakah. That seems to be, that's how Rav Shechter quotes in the Nefesh HaRav, that was the Rav Shita, that he was Machmir, that one cannot, a Kohen Shaharag cannot do Birkas Kohanim Lechor, even someone who was in the Israeli army. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein says he never heard the Rav say that. So it either means to say he didn't say it too often, or I don't know if Rav Aaron Lichtenstein is disagreeing with the Rav and with Rav Shechter and saying the Rav never said it. You know, I'm not sure. Whatever the pshat and what Rav Aaron saying, the bottom line, Rav Aaron paskins against Rav Soloveitchik, and in Gush, he goes with the minhag that you do. A Kohen Shaharag can do Birkas Kohanim. So what is that based on? So we know the Chumrah is based on the Zohar that we began with. What are some Heterim? So actually there are basically three Heterim. There's the Shita of Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Tzitz Eliezer, and Avadji Yosef. We'll briefly go through all three Shitas. So the Heter of Rav Moshe says, it's Pasha to me. It's obvious to me that a Kohen Shaharag in battle, he's not even talking about Israel, he continues doing the Birkas Kohanim. It's a Milsa the Pshita. Why is it obvious to him? Because we have a halacha think he quotes the pre-Chadesh or the pre-Megadin, that we know there's a lach of the big three, that for three things, normally v'chai behem, for 610 mitzvahs, we have a mitzvah of kiddush, of, with 610 mitzvahs, we say, better to desecrate Shabbos, better to eat non-kosher one time or two times, and then you live a normal life and continue doing mitzvahs. However, by the big three, idol worship, not to murder, and illicit relations, you have a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So the Prima Gadin writes that, let's say a Kohen is, someone puts a gun to a Kohen's head and says, you know what, I want you to commit, I want you to murder someone else. And obviously there's a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, but he can't withstand the tempt of not giving up his life, so he kills someone else. But so that's not considered murder, meaning what he did was prohibited. He should have given up his life, but he's not punished for murder because it was done under duress. And therefore, the poskim right there, that even a Kohen who did the wrong thing and he killed someone under duress, he's still kosher to do Birkas Kohanim. The Ramosha writes, Kal v'chomer of a Kal v'chomer, someone who did the right thing, he fought, he killed the enemy in war, so therefore he could do the Birkas Kohanim. So it's Pasha to Ramosha, a Kohen Shaharag, you do the Birkas Kohanim. The Tzitz Eliezer takes on a different approach to be lenient. He says, because that even though there's a prohibition to murder a Nachri, to murder a non-Jew, and even though, and in certain cases, it might even be worse, as the Chil Hashem factor, the desecration of God's name, nevertheless, the verse where we learn out, I think it's in Yeshayahu, the verse where we learn out, one who kills someone, how could the hands that kill someone give a bracha? It's learned out, but the Pasuk is talking about killing a Jew. So the Tzitz Eliezer says, halachic ways of learning out, since the halachic source is only by a Jew, it only applies if you kill another Jew, and therefore, if you kill a Nachri, that doesn't puzzle you for Birkas Kohanim. Many poskim disagree with that distinction between a Nachri and a Jew, but nevertheless, we have a second heter. We have the heter of Ramosha of Ones. If you do it under duress, so you're not labeled a Rotzeach, and therefore you're not puzzled to Duchen. You have the Tzitz Eliezer. It's only limited if you kill a Jew, but if you kill a Nachri, you're allowed to continue doing Birkas Kohanim. And you have the third heter of Avadja Yosef, that you're doing a mitzvah. You're fighting a war. A war is doing a mitzvah, and therefore, if you're doing a mitzvah, it doesn't puzzle you from Birkas Kohanim. How do I know that? So Avadja Yosef has backing in the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch talks about a case where a Kohen, who is a Mohel, and whatever, I'm not getting into the Mitzitza Bepet controversy, but however it happened, a Kohel Mohel was doing a Mila, and the child died on the circumcision. So the Shulchan Aruch says, a Kohen Mohel can continue doing Birkas Kohanim. Aye, it's a Kohen Shaharag. So they give three reasons why a Kohen Mohel could continue. Number one, he was doing a Dvar Mitzvah. Two, maybe the baby, it was only a Suffolk Nafil because it didn't live 30 days yet. And also, as we know, the many other reasons why the child could have died at that precarious time. And therefore, a Kohen Mohel that kills is permitted to do Birkas Kohanim. So to conclude, in terms of halacha lemaisa, the Rav Moshe, Avadja Yosef, Tzitz Eliezer are all mekel. That's the opinion of Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, the Minigan Gush, and many other places. And Rav Sternbuch writes in his Chuvis, even during World War I, when Jews were killing other Jews, and he still said the Minigan in England was that one continued doing Birkas Kohanim. The Rav seems to be a minority view of that he was against doing Birkas Kohanim. Perhaps it's based on the Zohar in this week's Parsha that really Pinchas was a Kohen, but since a Kohen Shaharag, the Zohar writes, he can no longer do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash in Birkas Kohanim. And the special Brisi Kunas Olam was that even though you were involved in the Meiser Hariga, but nevertheless, because you did a tremendous Meiser, you are a hero. You saved Klai Yisrael, therefore you were given the special status of Brisi Kunas Olam, and he was permitted to continue to do the Avodah, and that was a special gift, that the special reward that Pinchas got for killing Zimri.